Nolte, coroner's information shows Governor Josh Shapiro, and the media, lied about Measles death. By John Nolte on August 28, 2026. The Lancaster County coroner has ruled that Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D. Liar, is a shamelessly dishonest demagogue responsible for further undermining public confidence in the science. Okay, that's not exactly what the coroner said. That's my interpretation of what he said. But I would argue it's a pretty accurate interpretation. The Lancaster County coroner, Dr. Stephen Diamantoni, said in an interview Wednesday evening that the baby died shortly after birth from an internal hemorrhage and traumatic rupture of the spleen, reports far-left NBC News. He said he found evidence of the measles virus in the infant's lung tissue. Naturally, because fake news has always got a fake news, NBC adds this lovely piece of disinformation. It is still unclear whether measles played a role in the infant's death. An infection can cause the spleen to enlarge, which raises the risk of rupture. But that could be difficult to detect in an autopsy after a rupture has occurred. Except, no, it's not unclear at all. It's not even a little unclear. Because at the bottom of this same paragraph, we are told that the coroner said he did not find evidence that the infant's spleen was enlarged. Hey, I'm no doctor. I don't even play a doctor on TV. Still, let's see if a simpleton educated in public school can suss this out. Fact, the newborn died of a ruptured spleen. Fact, measles can enlarge the spleen and cause it to rupture. Fact, the coroner found no evidence of an enlarged spleen. Conclusion, if the spleen was not enlarged, measles did not enlarge it. Therefore measles likely did not kill the baby that Philly voice quoted godless liar Josh Shapiro as saying died from measles. Come on, am I really out on a limb here? Shapiro and his health authorities also made a big deal of the fact that the two people who allegedly died from measles were unvaccinated. Except, this baby was a newborn, which means it was under the recommended 12 to 15 month age limit for the measles vaccine. Does Shapiro think we should yank a baby from the womb, smack its bottom, and then vaccinate it? Shapiro's lie here was one of omission. The baby wasn't vaccinated because it should not have been vaccinated. What a liar. Here's another lie. Shapiro said two people died from the measles. Well, that baby didn't, but what about victim number two? As NBC is, no doubt, sad to admit. The health department has not provided details about the second death linked to measles, though it said Tuesday that both people were unvaccinated. Newborns are not eligible for the measles, mumps and rubella, MMR, vaccine. The first dose is recommended at 12 to 15 months and the second at 4 to 6 years. So nobody knows if the second death was from measles. Nevertheless, Shapiro is still running around telling everyone he knows. Oh, he knows. Well, all I know is that Josh Shapiro ran out in front of the cameras to trash the Trump administration with lies, which not only further undermines confidence in public health officials in the most Fauci-like manner, it also puts me even further into the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. camp.